Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Joyce Kiles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. Thank you so much for listening in for our radio show, Blog Talk Radio's very own Boots on the Ground. I'm so pleased to have each and every one of you listening in. And if this is your first time tuning into the show, welcome. I am so pleased to be able to present this show each and every Monday from 5:30 until 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Each week we do our very best to bring you good content, great quality guests, information that you can use in the coming weeks and months ahead. So as those of you who are veterans to listening in, you know that Walking Into a New Life has been doing this show for almost a year, and we are extremely excited to do this each and every Monday. Walking Into a New Life's mission is to stop domestic violence and help stabilize victims through a series of projects, programs, and initiatives that we host throughout the year. Most of our events are absolutely free. We do have some that are of minimal cost, but we do our very best to keep our costs down. We welcome you to visit our website at WIANL.org. Again, that's WIANL.org. Once you go there, please feel free to take a look at the site. We are excited to be launching a new site coming very soon. But in the meantime, take a look around. Do connect with us on Facebook, on Twitter. If it's social media, we're on it. So we're so glad to have each and every one of you to join us. And also know that Walking Into a New Life is a 501c3 organization. So please feel free to donate as little or as much as your heart and your wallet desires. All donations, again, are tax deductible, and they go towards our projects and programs that we host throughout the year in order to get individuals stabilized from a victim state to a victorious one. So again, I'm Joyce Kiles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. I'm also a speaker, trainer, author, and survivor of domestic violence and sexual assault myself. So thank you so much for tuning in. And at this time, I have the privilege of being able to introduce to some and present to others a wonderful, wonderful guest to kick off 2016. I just feel like this particular guest and what she has to offer is a perfect, an absolute perfect way to start off the new year. Let me tell you a little bit about our special guest. Mrs. Jennifer Takagi of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, is an executive leadership and communication coach who is also a recently published author. She will be hosting her first teleconference entitled Transcend 2016, Connect, Express, Relate, and Grow. And we're going to jump right in and get started with the broadcast and introduce our special guest so that she can tell you a little bit more about herself and this wonderful conference she has coming up. So without further ado, let me present to some and introduce to others none other than just Mrs. Jennifer Takagi. Jennifer, are you on the line with us?
I am. Thank you so much for that kind introduction, Joyce. And all to say, this teleconference would not have happened without people just like you.
Oh, well, thank you so much, and I'm just so pleased to have you on our show as our guest for the new year. As I said in the introduction, I think that it just couldn't have been more timely and more perfect to have you on. So thank you again for accepting.
Well, it's just totally my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's jump right in because we only have a little bit of time and we've got a lot of ground to cover in doing so. So let's jump right in. Please, for those who may not be familiar with who you are, tell them a little bit about yourself and why you decided to have this conference.
Well, I would just love to. Thank you so much. I worked for the Department of Housing and Urban Development for over 25 years. And my main area of expertise was multifamily housing, which that's a big word for apartment complexes, and provided subsidized housing to low-income families, elderly, and disabled. And so I always kind of had a heart for working with people. I was asked, and it was a huge privilege, to travel around the country and introduce a new way of doing business to the staff. And I was a supervisor in my section, and so I did training, but most of it was for our clients on smaller scales and within the office. Occasionally, I do regional training, and on rare occasions, I do something that was like nationwide. But I was asked to travel all over the country and do training, and I ended up spending about 48 out of 56 weeks on the road, sometimes going to two or three cities in a week. And people don't necessarily like change. And so it was quite the big deal to walk into these offices with federal employees who had done work the same way for years. And I'm coming in saying, hey, we're doing it differently. Yay. I was sometimes received really well and other times not so much. But I handled it, and I got back to the office on April 19th, 2013 was my first day back in the office, and on that Tuesday, late in the day, my boss called me in and said, oh my gosh, they're going to reorganize the whole country for our division. And they're going from 56 offices to 10. And if you're not in one of the 10, you have to retire, relocate, or resign. I was mortified.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I imagine so.
I was close to retirement, but not there. Financially, I wasn't there because I was going to work 6 or 8 more years at least, I mean, just to get to the minimum. And so after about, I don't know, 2 days of panic, I thought, I love training. I'm just going to start my own business, and I'm going to do leadership development training because I have been around a whole lot of leaders, and I don't think they necessarily do a very good job. And that's what I'm going to do. So from April, it took me till June, and I went and met with somebody who could set me up an S-Corp and get my company going. And I spent every month, my goal from June of 2013 until I could retire, which I didn't know when that would be. I didn't know. Originally, they said it'd be in 5 months. It ended up being about a year and a half. And every month I did something to get my business ready. And you have to be pretty dedicated to do that and stick with it. But I was committed. So June of 2013, I created an S-Corp. And then I retired a year later in July of 2014, took off the month of August and just did nothing. And then in September, got to it and did my first workshop in Fort Worth for a group of about 50 people, and it was an awesome day. So that got me started.
Wow. Well, I appreciate you sharing that with us and how you came into the transition of what you are doing now. I think that that's very important that you shared it because so many of us that have worked in the workforce have gone through that or something similar. I know that I did, and it was at a time for me that I was actually transitioning out of my abuse as well. And so within 6-7 months of that, we were being laid off. And just trying to juggle all those things around and figure out what to do and how to take care of myself is a lot of what led me to doing the work that I do now. So one of the points that I really appreciate you bringing out was that you knew ahead of time what was coming. So you did something every month to prepare. And I like the fact that you said that it takes discipline to do that. So for those who are listening, whatever your plight might be and whatever it is that you're working on, find a way to start doing something every month to prepare for whatever the transition is. If you're looking at maybe changing positions or maybe you're about to lose your job or maybe you're going through some type of abuse, because honestly, that is one of the things that I share with people when I'm doing training is in terms of safety planning.
I always talk to people about making sure that they're doing little things all along so that when they are ready to make that big leap and that transition out of a situation that they're in, then they're a little bit more prepared, they're more ready to be able to make a transition and not be as hard. It's still difficult, but it's not as hard if you started planning a little bit, saving a little bit, putting some things away, copying materials, and making sure that people are aware of what's happening with you. So excellent, excellent points. For those of you who may just be tuning in, I'm Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Boots on the Ground Blog Talk Radio. Our special guest is Jennifer Takagi of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and she has just finished sharing with us about her business and how she came into doing the training that she does now, how she started in executive leadership and being able to travel around the country, and how things turned around in terms of downsizing for her, but having the heart and the capacity and the willingness and the drive to serve, which is what brings her to our show. So let's jump right in, Jennifer, and talk about this conference, this teleconference, Transcend 2016, Connect, Express, Relate, and Grow. Tell us about it and tell us why you chose to do it.
Well, sometimes you make plans in life. Like, I was lucky enough to have over a year to plan for my business. And the reality is very few people wake up one day and decide to do something and they're an overnight success. Usually they put in a lot of hard work. Occasionally we'll see a movie star that just, they do one movie and they're a huge success, and you find out they spent the last 10 years on Broadway, you know, off Broadway doing stuff, preparing them. So you don't really know what is going on in your life that really is preparing you for that next venture. And I was a part of a group called Coach Speak and Serve of speakers and coaches and people who want to serve. And on a conference call, they said, click the button for 3 days, free access, or actually it cost $1, access to this coaching program, to one module to see if you're interested. And I clicked the button because I was interested in becoming a private coach for leaders. But I wasn't fully committed to signing up. So I thought, oh, this is perfect. I'll do the $1 for 3 days. But I got busy, and I didn't open it. And I didn't see that if you didn't unsubscribe, you bought the whole package. And that was probably a vision from God. That I needed to do that because it has been an awesome, awesome several months. And one of the things they had us do was write an ebook. And I wrote my book. I put it out on Amazon, and somebody bought it. And I am now a best-selling Amazon author. And who knew?
Congratulations.
I did a training, and I recorded it and uploaded it to YouTube. So now I have a leadership development training out on YouTube. And I was going to bed one night, and I should just have my own telesummit. I wonder if anybody would help me put this together. So the next day, literally at 7 o'clock at night, I posted in our group, I'm going to have a telesummit. I want it in January. I want it to start off the new year with tips and tricks to having a better year than you thought you could have. And within 24 hours, I had all 10 speakers lined up.
Awesome.
Because everybody wanted to participate.
Well, I am so glad that you did that. I am honored to say that I am one of the 10 that will be participating. So I am genuinely looking forward to taking part in this, because this will actually be my first telesummit.
So I'm excited about it. First, tell us some of it. That I'm actually a speaker. I've listened to several, but this is my first time participating as a guest. So I'm excited about it. And the women that you will have as part of the Tele Summit, I've looked at their bios and the different topics that they've chosen to share. So I am excited about it. Tell us, Jennifer, how people can sign up to listen.
People can sign up by going to Facebook and going to your page or my page to find the Transcend 2016 beautiful purple banner and invitation that lists all the speakers and what night we're speaking. And we have a the link, and I'll say it, but you can probably find it easier on Facebook, is bit.ly/transcend2016.
Awesome. And everybody that is listening, whether you're listening now or to the replay, please know that link, as she said, is going to be available on her page as well as mine, as well as any of the other speakers that will be listed here. So you'll have no trouble being able to RSVP for this Telesummit. And we're also going to share it on our website and on our Facebook fan page. So Walking Into a New Life will also have it listed there. So, and I'll have it on my fan page, my Joyce Kyle fan page as well. So lots of places that you'll be able to find the link, because we want people to tune in and transcend. So tell us, Jennifer, if it's a cost for this event, the nights that you're having it, and why you chose.
Well, the event is at free of charge. And on top of it being free of charge, you have been invited when you sign up to join our Facebook group, Transcend 2016. And all, if not most, of the presenters have put free items out there for you to give you a little more feel and flavor for them and what their topics are. And we've got some really awesome speakers. We have one gal who is into health and fitness. And her talk is Erica Hebert, and her talk is Power and Prevention. And I believe one of her giveaways is an accountability plan. And we often say at the first of the year, health and fitness, take care of yourself, be healthy and strong, and then we don't follow through. So she has an accountability piece for us. We've got Show Me Your Glory by Linda Edwards on the glory of God and the glory in our life, whether we see it or not. Andrea is doing From Harm to Harmony and how to get your life back after a tragedy, a crisis, abuse, which fits so well into your mission that you have, Joyce. And Precious Brown is looking back, the past is over, so now what? And so we've got Walking Into a New Life is yours, Joyce. Seasons change and so do we, Nikki Smith, because life keeps changing on us. And then we have Allison Arnett, who I'm going to just give her a plug here. She created our banner and did an awesome job for us. And she is an accountant, and hers is Taking Care of Home, Smart Women Manage Their Money, which many women need help with. That old adage, you know, the man handles all the finances, is really a fallacy, and if that's your reality, you might want to change that. And she's got some excellent advice on taking care of your money matters. So we've got just a phenomenal group speaking on topics that really pertain to all of us.
Right. That is the point. That's the key.
is that we've got some really, really great speakers talking about a plethora of different topics. So it doesn't matter what your particular background may be. For some, you know, so every night you're going to have the opportunity to hear from different speakers about different topics, different subjects, which I think is great because, you know, abuse may not be someone's plight, but it's my experience, and I know that it's the experience of a lot of those who may be listening. Health and wellness is a big issue. So you have some who are really looking for those, as you say, tips and tricks on how to get themselves on track. You've got, so in other words, just mind, body, and spirit, a holistic type of teleconference. So I'm excited about it, and I truly feel like any and everyone who listens in each night will be able to get things that they can use or things that their friends, their coworkers, their family, that they can use. So even if a particular topic is not one that is of most concern to you, I am more than certain that there will be things that everyone will be able to get from this conference. So, Jennifer, what days will the conference take place?
The conference will kick off on January 11th at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Once you have signed up, you will receive an email with the call-in number so you can join. And we're so fortunate, Sammy D. is a vivacious young woman who has written a fabulous book, Love Your Life. And her topic is going to be Love Your Life, How Positive Energy Creates the Life You Want. And I'm so happy to have her because we've never met, we've never engaged in any way. And when I decided to have this health summit, I emailed her and said, I've heard you speak. You're phenomenal. Will you be a presenter at my health summit? And she said, yes, I'd love to. So we start out on January 11th, and it will be every night, the 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th, Monday through Thursday at 7 o'clock. And on Monday and Thursday, we have two speakers, so we should be over by 8. And then the other 3 days, we have three speakers, so it could go as late as 8:30 or 9, which still is not too late. We will be recording the sessions, and if you miss a segment, then we will allow you to go back and have a copy of the replay. Again, at no charge.
Awesome. At no charge. So listen, everyone, make sure that you get connected with us. Again, go to Jennifer's page, go to my page, Joyce Kyle's. Get connected with this information. Go ahead and sign up. It costs you nothing, and you will get so much great information in exchange. It costs you absolutely nothing. Just take a little bit of time out of your schedule, make plans to listen in. And as she said, if you sign up and you find that you miss a night or you've missed something or someone really spoke to you and really resonated, but you didn't quite get all the points, you can go back and listen to those replays, and it's no cost. So if you're looking for an opportunity for tips and tricks and help and assistance with finances and health and wellness, abuse, stress, just overall life changes and experiences, the seasons of our lives, this is a wonderful, wonderful telesummit to take part in. So I'm just going to ask, you know, me personally, I'm just asking everyone who's listening to please make sure that they connect with us and go ahead and sign up as soon as possible. We want to just pack the lines, the phone lines, every single night of this conference, and I have not met Sandy either, but I do know of her. And I know she's a phenomenal speaker, so I am excited to be able to listen in on that. I am absolutely thrilled about each and every speaker that you're going to have on the show. I know it's going to be great. So not just because I am part of it, but it is why I wanted to be a part of it, because I see the talent that you're going to have, and I want to be a part of that. I want that energy. So I'm excited about it, and I just wanted to publicly say thank you, Jennifer, for including me in this dynamic group for this telesummit.
Oh, and I so appreciate your willingness to jump out there and join us. It's awesome. We have an awesome group of women, and it's going to be fabulous.
Absolutely. And as we are winding down to our last few minutes of the show, I would just like, first of all, to say to Jennifer, thank you so much for being our special guest on the show. And then to all of you who continue to listen and support our efforts for Walking Into a New Life and listening into Boots on the Ground each and every Monday. Jennifer, I do want to ask you, if you don't mind, to just take a moment or two and just share with our listening audience any last points, anything that you would like to share about the conference, about the work that you do, your coaching program, just anything in these last couple of minutes. The floor is yours.
Thank you so much. Well, I jumped off that cliff. It might have been pushed a little bit, which you always need to be pushed. And I did pass my exam, and I am now a certified coach. And I will be launching as soon as we finish. I know, it's exciting. As soon as we finish the telesummit next week, I will be launching my six-week coaching package, which is Connect, Express, Relate, and Grow. And it's, again, for budding leaders or leaders who really didn't necessarily get the training they needed to be the best they could be. And I'm super excited about it. I have a beautiful new logo that will go with it. And so my coaching program is really, my mom used to always call it Play Well with Others. And my dad would come home from work and say, we're having an office picnic, and people wouldn't show. And my mom would say, well, put does not play well with others on their annual performance review because they should have been here to entertain me. My mom was just a hoot. And we need to play well with others in the office, and we need to play well in the boardroom. And people do not have the skills. They think if they're a bully, they can get what they want, and they might for a while, but they kind of destroy people along the way. So my goal is to help people play well with each other and be better at what they are and what they want to be. And so I'm really excited about that. I'm so looking forward to this year and this telesummit with all you fabulous ladies who are joining me are just making the year kick off right.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And I know that I speak on behalf of all of us when I say thank you for allowing us to have the opportunity to do so, especially since this is your first telesummit. Congratulations to you on all of your successes, those past, present, and future. So I look forward to following you, continuing to follow you and find out more about your coaching program. And for those that would like to know more about Jennifer Takagi, please make sure that you connect with her on Facebook, and that's Jennifer, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R. The last name is T as in Tom, A as in Apple, K as in King, A as in Apple, G as in George, I as in Invincible. So thank you all so much for listening in to another broadcast of Boots on the Ground Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. Please do feel free to visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and, of course, our website at WIANL.org. You will find information about the telesummit online. So do get connected with us and get signed up as quickly as possible. We want to pass the phone lines each and every day of next week. We have a lot of great things coming up in the weeks and months ahead with Walking Into a New Life. So please get connected with us so that we can tell you about volunteer opportunities, ways to donate, Pamper and Support Day, Men Against Domestic Violence initiatives, and so very much more. Again, it has been my pleasure to be your host this week, as always. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless, and be sure to be a blessing to others as you go throughout your day, your week, your month, and your year. Have a wonderful evening.